Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 62 of Bardic Quest, the show where a group of British-trained actors tell fantastical, improvised stories through the medium of Dungeons and Dragons. So, excuse me. Once again, a reminder, I'm not 100%, so apologies for the strange sounds coming out of my mouth. We also, once again, as a reminder, we don't have James with us this week. We have Anina, and we have Isaac, and we have Ollie, which is wonderful news. But also, as always, a big, big thank you to James Webster for providing us with some wonderful animated background art, such as this, that features both during the show and indeed our opening credits. So do check him out, patreon.com/JamesRPGArt. He's actually been ramping up the amount of content he's been putting out lately. I don't know if that's a permanent thing or not, but lots of stuff coming out. Really, really good for a little bit of added immersion, whether that be online play like this for some virtual backgrounds, or I know some people do use his artwork to have like on a screen in the background whilst they're playing, just to kind of give a little bit of extra vibe. So yeah, that's patreon.com/JamesRPGArt, and thanks again to him for allowing us to use his glorious artwork. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Last time, Thoric and Saga were reunited with their rogue companion, Johan, who somewhat snuck up on them at an inopportune moment, scared the bejesus out of them. And then they finally entered through the possibly most anticipated curtain entry of the of all time, possibly, to find themselves in some hobgoblin barracks, containing two of these hobgoblins who are renowned for their martial prowess. But despite their supposed skill, Thoric and Ivor strolled in and dispatched both of them pretty much effortlessly, leaving them a pile on the floor. They had noticed a barred door at the end of the room, and after various attempts to investigate beyond without actually opening the door, Thoric decided to open said door, and despite his efforts to do it quietly, managed to awaken the owlbear within. As they tried to determine what they were going to do about said owlbear, they realised that they were also about to be visited by some other creatures too, which turned out to be another two hobgoblins coming in back to their barracks, presumably wanting to investigate what all the ruckus was about, which is where we pick up now. So, Thoric is just now loosening the door as these two hobgoblins enter, ready to be ambushed by our heroes. So, let's roll some initiative.
Oy.
Okay.
18. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
6.
Oh, not so nice.
I feel like people are going to start to think that I'm cooking the books. I promise I'm not. I don't cook the books. It's a dirty 20.
Ooh.
What is going on with the initiative for this dwarf? What is going on?
He's just had plenty of caffeine, I reckon.
Yeah.
I have a +1 to my initiative.
Okay, so Thoric, then you are up. Now you're currently interacting with the door, which I can't remember. It's interacting with an object, an action, or a bonus action. Let me see now. Hang on.
Will it be on my...
Not often the interaction.
Yeah, use an object. Action.
Is an action. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to open the door now, that will be your action for the turn, or you can do something alternative instead. Of course, you might have bonus actions as well, but...
If these hobgoblins come into the room, I'm just gonna open it. I'm just gonna go for it.
Okay, so that's your action then, yeah?
I'm just gonna literally like chuck the wooden stake to one side, grab onto the bars, and like just put my whole weight on it, and just sort of just hide myself behind
the door.
The door as I open it, hoping that the owlbear is just gonna.
Okay, cool. So presumably if you're hiding behind the door, then you're not going to want to move. So that's probably going to be your turn done, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, cool. So Saga, one of the hobgoblins is, you're just tucked around the corner behind this curtained doorway. And one of the hobgoblins has just stepped out into the room. So you've got immediately in front of you, you have a hobgoblin.
Okay. And do we know how many are coming in?
Yeah, I mean... This would be a little bit meta for me to tell you this from your perspective, but collectively, you know that there's going to be two coming in.
Two, okay.
Slightly meta, but who cares?
Mm.
The owl. Well, you
can tell if it's more than one. Yes. Basically, you can tell it's more than one. Yes. That's what I was going for. Yes. Okay. I'm going to run into the middle of the room, hoping the hobgoblins come in.
Okay.
To lure them in. Because if I attack them now, they get stuck in the doorway. So I'm going to use myself as bait.
Okay. So you're going to run into the middle of the room then?
Yes.
Rather than sticking by the door?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I am bait. I'm using myself as bait.
Now... Technically speaking, because of where you were positioned, because you would have been engaged with that hobgoblin, that would provoke an attack of opportunity unless you use your action to disengage.
Can I still move if I disengage?
You can still move if you disengage, you just won't be able to take an action.
Let's do that. Disengage and then move.
Okay, cool. So you're now moving into the centre of the room.
Yes.
You're kind of stood quite close to... to Grigor, who is there ready to catch Johan in case Johan falls.
I imagine his inner monologue is, why am I here? How did I get here?
Now, speaking of which, is there anything that you wanted to do with Boar at this point? Are you going to keep him hiding behind the pallets?
He's not going to do anything yet.
Okay.
He's going to wait until people are in them. Until creatures are in the room.
Okay, sure. So that then brings us then, in that case, to the owlbear, who is just charging. He's too big to get through this doorway.
Okay.
He is still trying his damnedest. He's just he's scratching away.
Yeah.
Thoric, you're behind the door, and you can just hear these scratches and these bashes against the door. As it's really like ramming up against some of the fairly loose brickwork that exists, kind of barricading him into the room. But at this point, can't quite get out of the room as of right now. So that's going to be the owlbear. So Johan, you're now up above. You can see just below you, there's Grigor, Saga's positioned herself just below you as well. And there's the doorway, and you can see... probably about 10 feet away from you. You can see the owlbear trying to burst through. And at the far end of the room, you can see the hobgoblins just coming in. What would you like to do?
The stabby rogue in me just wants to take advantage of the fact that he can't get through the door yet. And so I reckon what I'm going to do is... because I don't know if he bursts through the door frame, I might lose, you know, the support that's holding me up. So sure. I'm gonna clamber down.
Okay.
And sort of stand by the door frame and wait for him to like charge into it, and then hopefully if a head or something is exposed, I'm gonna stab it. But I don't think I, even in one hit, would be enough to kill it.
Okay. All right. So
I'm gonna get his attention.
So my question to you, are you going to daintily climb down, or are you just going to leap down?
Okay, I'm gonna try and time it. So try and time my jump. So with him slamming his head against the door, so hopefully I can then land on top of him and give him an old, and then try and retreat before he can see who stabbed him, and then like point him in the direction of the hobgoblins. Like, not actually, but you know.
Okay, in which case, do you want to give me an acrobatics check then, please?
I'm gonna, come on. With my plus three bonus, that's 5.
Okay.
It is whatever gods are being unkind to me are being kind, sorry.
So how I'm going to rule this then in this case is that you can get into position, but you're not going to be able to get out of position. So you're now in position to attack this owlbear. Yeah?
Okay.
Because you've basically botched the landing, landed on the floor, and you're going to take some of your movement to get back up. Okay? However, as you're coming down, you do see an opportunity to strike still. So you're still going to get your attack. You're just not going to be able to escape any repercussions.
Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome.
So, throwing rapier. Okay, rapier. That's a 20, I guess, as I see. Dirty 20.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, so you managed to just pierce one of its claws or one of its paws. With the end of your rapier. So how much damage are we looking at here?
Will be 7 plus 3, which is 10.
Okay.
If I were to employ sneak attack, as Grigor is quite close to me, because again, I don't want to kill this thing. I want to try and put the plan we've carefully put into place into motion.
Right.
So would, if I rolled 2 sixes, would that be enough to kill it?
No.
Lovely.
No, it's a minor wound for this creature that you've just managed to.
It's irrelevant anyway because I rolled snake eyes. That's a double one. Oh. So that's 2. So that's 12 damage.
Okay. Yeah. It's more angry than wounded. Let's put it that way.
Oh. I wanted to wound it a little bit.
And you are now. You are now very much within its reach through the door if it wanted to strike at you because of your botched acrobatic check.
Oh, I can disengage as a bonus action.
But only disengaging, all that does is it basically means that you won't get an attack opportunity against you if you try to leave.
I can also hide.
That would require it for you to not be able to see you, however.
I can dash. I can run like Billy away from this thing.
Well, if you can dash as a bonus action, then yes, you would be able to move out of the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I am going to use cunning action to dash away from the owlbear before it gets a swipe in at me. So hopefully we've angered it enough that it can... Sorry, go on.
How far back do you want to go? Do you want to be like headed towards the hobgoblins that are coming in, or do you want to just like get just out of its reach?
I'm sidling along the wall that it's getting through so that when it gets in, maybe we can try and surround it off once it's just in case it doesn't take to the hobgoblins like we planned, then I can get in behind it.
Okay, cool. So you're kind of like halfway through the room then maybe, but on the one side?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Alright, so then that actually brings us then to the hobgoblins, who are walking in to see quite the ruckus. They both draw their swords, and they very much charge in. One heads straight for you, Saga, because at this point you're the one closest to them. Hang on, let me time this right now. No, I won't do that. That would be mean. So they draw their longsword and charge at you, Saga. And almost possibly taken a little bit off guard by the events therein, is only going to roll a 9 against your armor class. So you just see it come in and just sidestep underneath the sword swing. The other hobgoblin is also going to position himself next to the other. So he's now flanking you, essentially, mm-hmm. Saga. He, because of the size of the room, he is also engaged with Boar, mm-hmm. Who's on the kind of the other side of the room to you. You're against one wall, he's against the other. So he's engaged with both of you, so you're also flanking that hobgoblin together. Mm-hmm. But this hobgoblin is, having witnessed his hobgoblin friend miss you, he's going to take a pop at you as well. Wow. These rolls are terrible. That's going to be a 6 against your AC. So, taking a leaf out of Johan's book of combat, you're just getting into this merry dance with these two hobgoblins as they just cannot even land a hit, never mind pierce your armour. So that's their go. So that brings us to the top of the round. Thoric, you're currently hiding behind the door with an owlbear kind of trying to get at you.
So I've realised that it can't get through currently.
Correct.
Which is sort of scuppering our plan of getting it to kill these hobgoblins for us. From where I am, obviously like between the door and the wall.
Yep.
Do I see that it's sort of a crumbly, does it look a bit shoddy?
What, in terms of the stonework and stuff?
I mean, with my stone cunning ability there, I'm quite good with the old masonry to see whether it's shoddy or not. Basically, what I want to try and ascertain is if I were to help it along by bashing it or ripping the door, could I assist this owlbear in getting through? Which he's not really sure is a good idea anymore, but we're doubling down.
Yes, you could give it the help action if you wanted to, because it is actively trying to. You can see it is actively trying to basically break down some of this stonework, which given that you are in a castle ruin, does look a little bit unstable. So with a high enough roll, and it would have to be quite a high roll, this owlbear could break through. So you could, if you wanted to, assist.
I'm just, as fun as it would be to like say I've given the help action to an owlbear, can I just look at Saga? I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but can I just say to Saga, like, are we going with this still?
just do what you can. Just attack. If it can't get through, just attack. Doing this well. While dodging.
Yeah, just do what you can. All right? Yeah, fine.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
In which case, can I get Ivor to help me? Like, listen, we'll deal with this thing in a bit, and I'm going to try and shut the door on the owlbear again.
Okay, I'm going to need a strength check from you, please.
Would it be athletics?
Athletics, if you are proficient. Yeah, sure.
I am. 2 any sort of help from...
Yes, you can roll it with advantage.
I mean, that's an 18 already. Dirty 20.
Okay. So you go to close the door and you see the owlbear, like, gearing up, trying to, like, bash through. But you manage to time it just right, just to be able to close the door, hold it in place while you put the barricade down. Assuming that you are putting the bar back across.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming down.
Okay.
But I'm just going to lean up against it. Just like... I've been useful for this combat.
Will be your action. So unless you want to move or do a bonus action, that's probably you done.
Yeah, I think that's me actually. I'm just gonna lean up against it and just say to Johan, like, how about them? They're soft as anything, anyway.
All right. Well, actually, it's you up next, Saga. So you're currently engaged with the two hobgoblins.
Well, I'm gonna go back to what I know best, which is a great sword attack, and obviously flanking bonus.
Yes, indeed.
I am gonna use my superiority dice as well. Let's do.
And they are engaged with Boar, is engaged with Boar, so if you manage to land the hit, he will also get a hit against one of them as well.
Fantastic. I'm just choosing which maneuver to use. I'm gonna use. Let's. Maneuvering attack.
Okay.
Which gives a creature that can see or hear you. Let's give it to Johan so he can do some weird rogue shit.
Okay.
And it adds to their damage roll as well, which is nice.
Yay!
Oh no. Oh, for fuck.
Just to be clear, which hobgoblin are you doing this against?
Which ones? Which one attacked me?
They both went to attack you. So there's one engaged.
The first one. The first one.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
I have beef with the first one. that is 12 to hit. Doesn't hit.
You swing at it and it just bounces off of its chainmail. Doesn't quite land. You don't even manage to pierce through one of the weak points in the armor.
Damn it. Does the maneuver. Yeah. You didn't get maneuvering attack because I fucked it up. Lovely use of my special ability there. Whoa. Loving life. That's all I can do. That's literally all I can do.
Damn. Well, actually, you can roll for an attack from Boar.
Yes, like, I'll do roll for one for Boar. Come
which
on,
I believe
Boar.
Is a plus 5 to the roll, but let me double check that.
It's plus 6 to attack.
Is it plus 6? Damn.
14?
A 14. He swings.
I'm rolling really badly.
He swings his axe.
I think Thoric has all the good rolls.
As he brings his axe down, he manages to scrape along the side of some of the chainmail, but not enough to actually pierce through, I'm afraid.
That was atrocious.
All right. man. So now it's the owlbear's go. So Thoric, you're just kind of like chilling up against this this door. And you just hear bash after bash after bash. And it's kind of like really jarring you, almost giving you a bit of whiplash. But it does not manage to break through at this
point.
Can
I just slap the door and just go, shush?
So Johan, you're up. So you're currently, you're stood in between. So between you and the door now is pretty much Thoric. You've got Grigor to your left, Saga slightly in front of you to your left. Directly in front of you, there is a hobgoblin who is engaged and flanked by Saga and Boar that you could get to, and you could engage with the other hobgoblin as well.
Is the hobgoblin directly in front of me engaged with Saga and Boar?
Yes.
Does he have his back to me?
No.
No, never mind. Doing it the old-fashioned way then. I just kind of, the situation has changed somewhat, so I'm just kind of like getting a handle of it. So I see Thoric, he's now against the door. So I'm just like, okay, guess I'm going over there then. And then I just look at Grigor and give him a little nod. And then I just run straight at him.
Okay. Do you want to roll to hit then, presumably? Now, I think you get sneak attack, right? Because he's being flanked.
Indeed. Do you mean assassinate?
No, assassinate is based on if he's acted yet, which he has, I believe.
Oh, that's true.
Is that right?
No, you're quite right. Quite right. But I shall...
Sneak attack.
But I will take a dagger out.
Yep.
Because I don't have a second rapier yet. But it's coming. Oh, God. Nope. I'm guessing a 7 doesn't pierce that armor either.
I'm afraid not, no.
I'm rolling atrociously.
You don't even manage to land a blow. It just completely sidesteps your attempts.
This is not my day.
But you have got 2 weapons, so... Was that with advantage?
No.
Roll it with advantage, because he's flanked.
Yeah, okay. Flank gets advantage.
Then I'll roll again. 11.
No, sorry. Still no better.
I'm going to try with my dagger.
Yes.
Is it, oh. 7.
No. you're just swinging these blades. That was with advantage as well, right?
Yeah, this is my second roll now, and that was a 19.
Oh, well then that one will definitely... So you swing in with your rapier, or try and stab it in with your rapier. He sidesteps, but as he sidesteps, you just take advantage of the moment and just manage to penetrate right in the gap between the shoulder and the main part of his chainmail. Just manage to get a dagger in there. So roll for damage for me with your sneak attack damage, I believe.
Dodge that. Right, so there's no modifier to this because it's a second weapon. Right. So that's d4 plus sneak attack damage. That's a 4 plus 6, which is 10.
10. Ooh, okay. Nice. So you really managed to get like an artery or something, and there's a lot of blood squirting out. He looks really, really... critical condition, but he's not down yet.
But then Grigor comes,
and he is going to get his attack roll, or his damage roll, in fact. So that's going to be a d12 plus 3.
Plus 3. Okay. That's going to be a 3 plus 3, which is 6.
So how's Grigor taking him out?
So, like... being as sneaky as he can be to try and emulate his new companion, he runs at him and goes, Wah! And just swings his axe directly and cleaves his head in two.
So now we have one hobgoblin left, who is currently engaged with Johan and Saga. And he's looking pretty scared as to the outnumbering which has quickly happened around him. Is he going to disengage or is he going to keep fighting? Oh, do you know what? Hobgoblins are cocky little shites. So he's going to try and take a swing at... the puny rogue. So, man, I am rolling so bad today. 7 against your armor class there, Johan. Which, again, I mean, almost effortlessly, you just kind of duck ever so slightly as that long sword swings over your head.
Just like puts one hand behind his back and just
nice. This hobgoblin is now looking as though he regrets that decision. And so, in a panic, actually, he's going to not even bother trying to disengage. He's going to head towards the curtain, which means Johan and Saga, you get an attack of opportunity against him if you want to take it.
Hell yeah. I'm stab him. Right. Ah. That's an 8.
No, he's slightly too fast for the reach of your rapier at that point. You weren't expecting him to try and run, so you try and move quickly, but you're just not quite quick enough. How about you, Saga? Are you going to take an opportunity against him?
Yes, of course I will. Is it still advantage?
Because
of flanking.
Yes. Cool.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, you re-roll then as well, Johan, just to see.
Natural 1.
Natural 20, so a 25 to hit.
Yes.
Boom. Okay.
That's a critical hit.
Critical hit, so you get to double your damage dice. So that's 4d6, is it?
Yes, 4d6 plus.
Plus your usual modifier.
16 damage.
How are you finishing him?
just the head clean off. I like that.
Just as he's running away, just as he turns.
And I like to think he just runs into it, so she just lifts her sword and he runs into it.
Goes, Gross. Okay, cool. So that's the Hobgoblin turn. Now, that would bring us to the top of the round. Because we do still have an owlbear that is at the other side of that door. So we'll stay in initiative for now. So, Thoric, you're resting up against this door. What would you like to do?
I would like to move away from this thing. From the door. And then I'm just going to, if I can just quickly check in, if we've got a second for a breather, just check in with these two and be like, are we dealing with this thing as well then?
Yes, let it loose.
Right, Ivor, open the door.
That's Saga's vote.
I'm going to stay over here and shoot it.
I think we could kill it, or we could just give him the corpses.
It's going to make a hell of a noise.
That's true.
And we're now the only thing it wants to snack on, so I think we should kill it.
I'll argue with that.
So you get Ivor to open the door. The owlbear is still very much like trying to get through.
Hello.
So there's now
peekaboo.
There's now an owlbear at this door. Anything else you'd like to do, Thoric? You've backed away, of course.
I would like to. Are there three of us actually on the inside? I always debate whether to use my spells. I'm still at that baby cleric level of am I allowed to use my things for fun? For fun, or do I have to save them? How long is this dungeon? When will I rest? When will I sleep again?
That's where the high initiative comes, just the anxiety.
Constant
anxiety.
These are all the things running through Thoric's brain. He's just full of anxiety. I think I'm just going to use Sacred Flame.
Sure.
So it has to make a 13 dex save.
Okay. Which, judging by my rolls so far, it probably will fail it, but let's see. That's a 15.
Bullet passes, so
off this Sacred Flame, which erupts just behind the owlbear.
He just went, ah, damn it. Come on, sorry, missed. And that's him.
Okay, Saga. You now have Grigor and Thoric between you and the doorway to the owlbear.
Well, I'm going to move so no one's in front of, no one's in between me and my eye line of the owlbear, and I'm going to take my crossbow out.
Oh, Hunter Saga.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not getting within claw distance of that thing unless I have to.
Hunter mode.
That's nice. Thank you. 24 to 23 to hit.
But not a natural 20, presumably.
No, it was a 19, and I don't crit on a 19 yet.
Yet.
I forgot that's a thing. That's going to be epic.
Fighters
so hold
on
up the crossbow. You take aim as this owlbear is just like clawing, trying to bash through this door, and you fire off a shot and manage to get it right in the chest. Not hitting any vital organs, as far as you can see, but enough to let it out, to cause it to let out a shriek of pain. Mm. So let's go for the damage.
9 points of damage.
Ooh, nice! Not enough to take it down, however. Just enough to cause some minor injury. Anything else you'd like to do?
Nope.
Okay.
Apart from instruct, obviously. The barbarians to attack as well. So it's Boar's turn.
Oh, of course, yes. Now the barbarians can only really get into a position where they are in the doorway.
Well, they
don't
go
have any
into
ranged
the doorway.
Attacks, I don't believe.
That is their job. Get in there.
Okay. So you're sending Boar in. And he's going to get his hits. That's 1d12 plus 3 damage for him because you hit him with your attack. Mm-hmm. So
they are expendable.
Oh.
What? Why do you love them so much?
I like their vibe. I like what they're bringing. I'm picking up what they're putting down.
Or it can perform.
Again, let's go back to Sargar's backstory. Shall we remind you of the particularly traumatic
of the backstory?
So what's the damage roll for them, Saga?
D12, you say?
1d12 plus 3.
Okay, it is. Oh, for fuck's sake. 1d12 plus. It's a 5.
It's free damage, right?
Yeah.
So, he just manages to bring his axe down onto the owlbear's paw, which again causes it to let out a bit of a shriek of pain, but not enough to take it down at this point. It's just injured. I wouldn't even go so far as to say bloodied yet. These guys are sacks of hit points. Is that Saga done?
Yep.
Okay. This owlbear is going to really now try and take a chunk out of Boar. Okay. So, what is the armor class of a Reaver? Let me see. Armor class of a Reaver is 15. Okay, so it's going to make two attacks against Boar. One with its claws, which it misses and fails miserably. But it is going to try and strike again with its beak through the door. Try and bite at him through the door. Two natural ones in one go. What the hell? So Boar is fine. Don't worry about Boar. I mean, this owlbear is trying to bite at him through a doorway, I suppose. So that works. So Johan, you're up then. So it's now pretty crowded by the doorway. As it stands right now, you're not really going to be able to get to a position where you can actually stay where you are if you try and get to the doorway. So pretty much you got ranged attacks only at this point.
Well, I was just thinking about this. So Johan is kind of surveying his equipment to see what he's prepared to throw. But it turns out that he still has in his inventory a javelin. Remember those, Thoric?
Oh!
Yep.
Handy.
It's like, you know...
picking up.
Exactly. So, like, you know, when you've got your glasses on your head the whole time.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I've been carrying this thing, and I can finally offload it. So, I'm going to try and get the heft of this thing and then just see if I can throw it.
Okay, let's roll to hit then, please.
Right, okay. Because I'm proficient at that, so that is a 5 plus 9, which is 14.
A 14 is going to hit. You hurl this javelin through the air. Now, let me see. Javelin
damage. It is 1d6 plus 1 I've got.
Oh, well done, sir. Yes, please.
Lovely. So, not much, but what are you going to do? That's 3 plus 1, which is 4. I don't suppose sneak attack applies.
No, I'm afraid not, no.
No problem. At least I've offloaded this thing.
Well, I mean, it's now got a big javelin sticking out of him. And you do manage to inflict, even though it's only small damage, quite a serious wound. It's now, for argument's sake, what we would call blooded, which is now at least below half hit points. So you're slowly whittling it down, for sure. Anything else you'd like to do, Johan?
Well, I throw it, and then now that's gone. I suppose I'm just kind of like, just put my sword on the ground and just kind of...
Wait.
Yes, I'll wait then.
We are just the equivalent of shooting fish in a barrel right now.
Yeah, this poor owlbear. Just
you find yourself kind of just examining it, kind of like, you almost feel sorry for it, don't you?
Poor owlbear's just stuck in a room, trying to get out.
Don't make us feel bad, you're trying to kill us.
How dare you?
It's like the troll in Balin's tomb. It's like, if he was left to his own devices, who knows what he'd do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, little owl babies.
Bakery.
So, Thoric, you're actually up next, so...
I mean, that would be cool if we go to this next room and there's, like, four little cute owlbear babies.
Oh, don't.
Just be like...
The barbarians just have their feet raised over the nest, waiting for the order to, you know, crush.
Oh,
crush. You're the one that said they were homicidal maniacs.
Thoric, you're up. Top of the round. What would you like to do?
What can I do with that? Like, you're making me... So... No, I feel bad. I feel really bad.
Have I just guilted you?
It's going to kill us. Voice of Reason Saga, it will kill us.
It is trying to kill us. Yeah, yeah. So, you brought this on yourself. Let that be a lesson to you. How dare you not be tame, and how dare you react violently to being captured and trapped in a... Oh, God.
I mean,
you were on the right track.
Sorry, what's your animal handling?
No, we're not befriending the owlbear. We're not befriending. I just sort of like, half looking through my hands, I take Gladys off my belt, and I just... I'm sorry. Yeah. Throw Gladys out.
You'd think you'd be more when you nearly got killed by an owlbear before.
Oh yeah,
and
no,
he killed
actually,
one of your mates.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. Yeah, thank you, Sagi. Yeah. He's about to go. No, you know what? You're right. Just sort of just overhand axe throwing.
All right, let's roll to hit.
Pint in hand, axe. That's a 13 to hit.
Just penetrates his hide.
Okay. Ah, a male owl there.
Wait, what?
He just said his hide, so I'm just...
Oh,
I thought
was like...
I had the same reaction, Ollie. I was like... Huh?
Four damage.
Okay. Again, enough for it to unleash a squeal of pain, but certainly not enough to take it down as Gladys is just like embedded into its arm, shining almost like to mock you.
Thorix just kind of like sort of puts his head in his hand, just sort of says to the barman, "Oh, just put it out of its misery, for God's sake."
Mm. Well, yeah, Ivor does get a... Oh, actually, who's in the doorway? It was Bor in the doorway, wasn't it?
If Ivor can move in and...
Not really, it would require Bor to move out of the way, unfortunately.
Bloody Bor. yeah, that's me there.
Alright. Saga. You have Bor in the doorway, and you yourself...
Can I shoot over his shoulder? Yeah. Or, yeah. like, under his arm, because he's tall?
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
However it makes sense.
I could give the owlbear cover because you've got to shoot past a few people, but I'm not going to be that cruel.
Thank you. I'm saving my superiority dice. I'm saving it. Even though it might add damage. 16 to hit.
It's going to hit.
Yes. Oh. 3 points of damage. Oh. I rolled a one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you managed to fire off this crossbow bolt past a couple of the barbarians. And you managed to just glance the top of its, like, shoulder muscle. Mm. But not really enough to do any significant damage, just to infuriate the damn thing. It's still 3 points. Mm. But Bor does get his attack, his damage roll as well, so that's 1d12 plus 3.
Come on, Bor. Come on. 10 points of damage.
Hey, that's better. That's better. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Bor brings his great axe down and really manages to strike. Again, because this owlbear's like trying to get through this door, it just strikes down on its arm. Really a massive gash. One or two good hits could probably take this owlbear down now at this point. Though, it's now the owlbear's turn. Bor still in the doorway. So the owlbear is going to take... I'm going to change my dice because I'm rolling so badly. So this owlbear trying to get its way out of this door, this rather small doorway, is going to try and claw at Bor. Oh, for God's sake. I mean, that's a... Oh, hang on.
What's the
armor class? Oh, no. It was a 12 against his 15 armor class. So doesn't quite manage to connect properly with the swipe, so it tries its beak instead, and that too fails miserably. So Bor is still fine. Johan, you're up. Very busy in that doorway.
Yeah, I think I might, you know, catch up on some emails or something.
Get your book out.
Polish my sword or something, or, you know. But I'll probably be better off surrendering my turn to Grigor. And then, you know, he can just do what he can do.
I mean, Grigor can't do that much either.
Ah, so we're both just kind of...
You can command Bor to move.
Yeah, but he's busy.
Can you throw a dagger?
I can, but I feel we're just taking tiny chunks out of this thing, and I feel like it's almost torturous at this point. What the hell, I'll throw my dagger. Why the hell not?
All right. Let's roll to hit.
Oh, now the natural 20's come.
Hey!
For a thrown dagger, so that's 25. Against this owlbear.
Oh, and that was a natural 20, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be 2d4, plus what's your dex modifier?
Plus 3.
If you hit full damage, you could probably take this thing out.
Yes.
Okie dick. 2d4.
Okie dick.
So that's 2 plus 4 is 6.
Plus your 3.
Plus 3 is 9.
Ooh, okay. So you throw your dagger, you manage to get it in the one eye, Not enough. It's not enough. It's in real critical condition, though, now.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a proper throw. It was just kind of a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like, fine, all right. I can't do anything else. Just... Oh,
my,
oh.
If I do turn back and look at it, I'm like...
All right. So finally then, I say finally, I imagine it might be finally. We're at the top of the round. Thoric, you're up again.
Right.
He sits up.
I know.
I want to put this poor thing out of its misery. And I'm going to really concentrate on a sacred flame now. Okay. I'm just going to look at it imploringly and be like, look, you can choose to dodge this and continue this, or you can just accept your fate. Go to Berenar Trusil's Grace. I'm sorry. Goodbye. And I cast Sacred Flame.
Okay. So it's a DC 15 dex save?
DC 13 still.
DC 13 dex save. Which it fails.
Ooh.
As it erupts in radiant flames.
While the cubs look on in horror.
Stop. It's male. We know Stop it's male. It.
Oh, it's not only has he lost his father.
Wife. You love torturing yourself, Thori. Oh. You just love.
He's just a sensitive soul, really.
I know he is.
Single father. He just got custody.
He has a really good relationship with his father, so he's like, oh god.
And Saga's there going, he was going to kill you.
So, no. How much damage does he take?
Oh, sorry. 8.
8. How is he dying, sir?
Very peacefully.
No.
The radiant flames just take the owlbear, and it's just sort of a serene, calming, grateful look goes on.
Oh, because everyone knows such a peaceful way to die on fire.
Radiant flame.
Yeah, it's not hot flame. It's just
okay.
Radiant.
It's
divine.
Like a warm hug that takes you to death.
Bear hug, in fact.
Berenar Trusil was just there at the end of the tunnel, like, come, my small friend.
Okay.
It is over.
So. You watch as this owlbear is engulfed in this radiant light, and you watch as it collapses onto the floor as it takes its last breath, and it lies dead in the ruins beyond. Which I think is a great spot to... end this week's episode. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review on your podcatcher of choice, and don't forget to leave a comment as well. Let us know how you feel about Thoric's angst around this poor owlbear. And we will catch you guys next week.